you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey fuckers, it's Corinne Fisher from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast available only on Luminary. If you're wondering, hey, where's Guys We Fucked been? Yeah, we're on Luminary, only on Luminary, and we've been only on Luminary for a little over a year now. It's been great. It feels like we're back to the foundation of the show, seeing the wildest, craziest, weirdest, grossest shit. And it's been really good. If you would like to join us on Luminary, subscriptions are only $2.99 a month, and that's super cheap. And there's lots of other content that's available only on Luminary, including Murder on the Towpath, which is their first true crime podcast that they launched a few weeks ago. You should check that out. We are also doing 2 episodes a week during the quarantine. I know some places are kind of coming out of it, but we're probably going to have to go right back in. So on today's bonus episode, we're talking about clits giving up on men, your best friend asking to try and fuck you over and over again, going through your first breakup when someone's posting pictures in matching shirts with their new person and you're like, that's rude, dicks looking like bull horns, and having to babysit your adult male boyfriend and then falling in love with people who don't have jobs or cars. So it's fun. Again, if you are interested in hearing the full episode, you're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com. Enjoy this show. So subject line is, his dick looked like a bullhorn. Wow.
What?
That's specific. Hey, Corinne and Christina, I wanted to share a funny story, praise at the end. Switched it up. About a year ago, I dated a guy for 3 months that I met at a work conference. I was 23 and he was 26. He used to be a professional soccer player for Peru. Had tattoos, a beard, and a shoulder-length thick black hair. That's a sexy look.
A bullhorn dick. Damn it.
I was super attracted to him, but thought he wouldn't be interested in me. Oh, see, that's like the one thing that I've learned in my old age, like no matter how hot you think someone is, like if you're even like kind of attractive, go for it.
Yeah, go for the gold.
Just go for it. Anyway, a week after the conference, he asked me out via our work IM messaging system, which I felt super uncomfortable with, but he didn't have my number, so it felt acceptable at the time. First date, we got tacos, walked downtown, and then he took me to a club and we got a little drunk. He was a great dancer and he asked me if I wanted to go home with him. I said no, even though I wanted to, because I thought I should wait. He was cool with that and we continued dancing. third date comes around and I proposed we get high and have a movie date at his place. I thought that because he was a good dancer, he would be good in bed too.
Yeah.
I thought those qualities correlated. Well, unless he's gay. Ha, they did not. So we got high and we're watching one of our favorite movies.
Our favorite
movie. Yeah, I was like, how do you have a favorite movie?
You're only on date three. Our favorite movie is
one of our favorite movies, Shanghai Noon. After the movie ended, we started making out and one thing led to another, and he asked me if he could turn on some music. I said sure. He went down on me for maybe a minute. Then when people do that, I'm like,
don't even do it
because at that point it's just rude. It's rude.
That's like a guy going up and giving you the best massage for 30 seconds.
Yep.
Or a minute.
Yeah.
Don't even do it.
Oh, I mean, I would just lick the whole of his penis and then walk away.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. So he went down on me for maybe a minute. Then his beard tickled me and I started giggling. I guess he didn't like that because he immediately stopped and laid down. He asked, what?
Easily deterred. Was he a good soccer player?
Yeah, and everyone knows beards tickle the puss. Come on. He asked me if I could return the favor. Oh, I hope he did not use that language. I hope he did not use that language.
He did. He definitely did. So I hope he sucked his dick for 30 seconds.
Truly number two on Corinne's mad. No. I took his briefs off and his dick was a severe curved cone shape. It dead ass looked like a bullhorn.
What? Yo, wait. A bullhorn?
A bullhorn, like the thing that you make announcements on at a protest.
Oh my God! That's what a bull. Thicker at the end.
That's what a bull.
Can you look up? I mean, that's
wide.
Dick?
Let me look. Okay.
Yo, a bullhorn. A curve is one thing. A bullhorn.
Oh my God.
Where the thickness and thinness is different. Jeez. On one end to the other. That's.
So like a bullhorn is what you use. Wait, so what you use at a protest. So to make an announcement.
Okay.
And then bullhorn dick.
A bullhorn is what you use at a protest to make an announcement.
Yeah. Bullhorn dick is.
Let's just say it. Let's get it over with.
I don't even know what's happening. What is this, Christina? Is this that a sex thing? What is this?
That is a blow up balloon. That's like a balloon clown.
Silicone cock ring. What if you look at
bullhorn shaped dick? Because I have never even heard of this.
Me neither. Because how is it going in?
Yeah, it can't go in your.
It's so wide
at the end.
Yeah, I'm getting
you
might have a real rare one.
Yeah, you might have a unicorn in your hands with a bullhorn dick.
I don't even know. Okay. Oh boy.
Okay. Well.
Okay. So I'm talking. The tip was about the circumference of a quarter.
Wait, that's little.
That's not that big. Yeah.
That's not okay.
I mean, we're thinking like I'm thinking like an appetizer plate. Yeah. When you say bullhorn.
Yeah. Like it starts out like a quarter and then grows into a dinner plate. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was worried that the dinner plate was at the edge.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, we can't even start.
Yeah. You can't even. That's not gonna fit in there.
Yeah. Okay. So the tip was about the circumference of a quarter, and the base I had to grab with two hands around.
Oh, so it's an opposite of a bullhorn. Okay. 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 So it's a bullhorn.
So it's like
so it gets thinner as it goes.
It's
on.
It's like the announcement places by so his it can, balls.
It could get in. Yeah. So it can really get in until.
But
halfway.
I mean that it depends depending on how long it is, that could work out because the vaginas are less deep than most dicks are in length.
True.
Okay, so and also like two hands. I mean, I have to grab a lot of dicks with you. I also have very small hands, so I don't know what we're working with here. I think I may have been staring at it, trying to figure out what to do. But again, I was high.
Oh shit.
Anyway, I gave him head for maybe 5 minutes.
That's 4 minutes longer than he gave you.
4 minutes and 30 seconds. Yeah.
Five minutes too long.
I didn't want to be too generous since he wasn't with me. I sat down and he got on top. He was 5'11 and I am 5 foot. He had a leather pouch necklace.
Fuck this
that
guy.
I think was some prayer thing.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
No, thanks. Maybe pray for longer cunnilingus.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You should have just grabbed it from him and be like, what are you doing? Like, I'm praying you'll go down anymore. Shh. Don't say anything. You'll mess up the prayer.
He had a leather pouch necklace that I think was some prayer thing. I don't remember, but it hit me in the face. So I asked him if he could take it off. Oh, that's my favorite part of Nikki Glaser's last special when she's like a guy who wears too many necklaces and they're hitting you in the face when you fuck. That's the funniest. That made me laugh so hard.
I had to wear necklaces. I had to pause the special.
It was so fucking funny. Missionary would not work. It had been a while, about a year, and it was super painful. So he stopped after trying to insert his dick. I mean, that's also a long time to go out without sex, like where it will be painful, I think, even if the dick was not a bullhorn. then we tried doggy style, that's and he one. Tried to put it in my ass.
Of course he did with that. And I bet you he didn't say anything. He just went, oops.
And I turned around and said, wrong hole.
Yeah, that's assault.
Oh, God. He said,
it's a level of assault.
He said, okay, I have an idea.
Well, it's not going to be a good one, I bet.
I laid down on my stomach and he entered me from behind, which was infinitely more comfortable. He thrusted once, said something like, I'm not going to last long. I think I said, that's <pray. laughs> okay. What else was I supposed to say? He thrusted three times, kissed me on the shoulder.
Oh, that's so depressing, dude.
And then pulled out and sat next to me. I was so wet that I didn't know if he actually came, and I didn't want to ask. The first thing he said,
"You were wet?"
Well, she's young.
Yeah,
I think some. I mean, some. When you're
sometimes when there's just a dick in the room, you get wet.
Yeah, when you're that young, you're just fucking like there's like.
I mean, yeah,
you're just leaking everywhere. The first thing he said as he laid down next to me was, "Is it difficult for you to come?" I was confused.
Oh my God.
Who the fuck says that after you thrust three times, then stop? And he went down on me for a minute.
A fuck boy, that's who.
I said sometimes because I didn't want to be mean. And there's
that's the problem. That's why we earn less money, ladies.
He got up to make food. While he was out, I checked Uber to get a ride back home since it was 2 a.m. and the bus wasn't running.
He just got up to get food and did
it. I fucking hate this guy. The Uber was going to be $60.
$60?
He already said he could give me a ride back to my place in the morning, and because I'm a cheap bitch, I decided to stay the night.
$60's a lot. But that guy sucks.
Yeah, that's why it's important to have a credit card, even if you can't afford
it.
For emergencies. And I consider this
like a bullhorn dick guy.
Yes.
He's like, wait, you don't come easily? I thrusted you twice.
Oof. I put my clothes back on and went to the bathroom. I took a few steps and I felt the most disgusting feeling I've ever felt in my fucking life. I felt like a big bubble was traveling down my pussy and there was nothing I could do to control it. I sprint to the bathroom and the bubble burst. I look for toilet paper and he is out of fucking toilet paper. Of course he is. I yell,
this man is not a man who has toilet paper.
I yell, do you have toilet paper? He said, there is some in the closet. I walked to the closet, get toilet paper.
Made you walk to the closet?
He was making food. Go back to the bathroom and try to soak up his cum on my underwear.
You didn't wear a condom?
And jeans.
You didn't wear a condom, girl. The first time, at least the first time, wear a condom. Jesus Christ.
I took off my underwear because it was fucking soaked in cum and just wore my jeans the rest of the night, or rather 4 hours, because we got up at 6 a.m. to leave his volunteering thing. Of course.
Oh, my God. This guy fucking blows. And it doesn't blow you.
I looked in the mirror and I looked like ugly as fuck. I have rosacea and his beard scrubbed away my foundation and left my face red from the eyes down. I walked into the kitchen feeling ugly and gross. He fed me fried rice. It was the only good thing I got out of the night. We went to bed and I didn't sleep for a fucking second, and I kept my clothes on. Mm-hmm. He slept like a damn baby.
Of course he did.
He snored and would roll.
Of course he fucking snored. He probably farted and shit too.
And he would roll every once in a while, crushing me. God, yeah.
What?
I fucking hate, like,
wait, what?
Like rolling over onto the person. Like he must be a heavy
sleeper. I've never
had
that happen to me. Once in my entire life.
There's nothing more uncomfortable for me than sleeping with someone like that. I don't know well enough. Like
I've never had a guy roll on me.
I fucking hate. I've had some wild sleepers. You know. I also date a lot of people who use a lot of drugs. on the drive back, there's a lot of twitching. You know, you're like, do I need to call someone or is there a sponsor's number? Thanks so much for listening to that snippet of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast, only on Luminary. Again, if you're interested in hearing the whole thing, and it's really fucking funny, go to Luminary Podcast. We love you. Talk to you soon.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.